We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Actually, we have a dumb football question about Nebraska. If you guys want to transition here.
Let's do it. Anything in Nebraska. Here we go.
Some dumb football questions.
It's gotta be nice. Hurt me.
You can always hit us up in the YouTube comment section with your dumb football questions. This is from Willow C. Can you ask Jeremiah to talk about Nebraska football? When I got into football, Tom Osborne was the Nebraska head coach. There were no scholarship limits. The 60s saw college football really emerge in popularity. While I'm sure there's a number of factors that combine to make Nebraska a nice place, it doesn't evoke L.A., Miami vibes. Is the location a problem attracting recruits? Why is Nebraska having a hard time getting back to their glory days?
This can all be gone back and looked at it 2015. 2015, after the 2014 season, Bo Pelini was fired after winning another 9 games. My entire career in Nebraska, we won no less than 9 games. Some years we won 10. And the state convinced themselves that that wasn't enough, and the fans convinced themselves that playing in 3 conference championships in 5 years wasn't enough. And, Booney, you've seen this happen, too, where you can see the narrative going like, well, we should be winning conference championships and winning national titles every year. Like, what's going on? And they fire Bo Pelini. They bring in Grandpa Mike Riley. Starts coming in talking about hip, hip hoorays and all kinds of nonsense, trying to change the culture. Pendulum swing completely to the other side. The Calabrasca movement, right? There was this huge recruiting, like, bring all the kids from California, bring them all out here. Didn't work. They all left. It was too cold. Lost a bunch of games. Then we bring in the savior, Scott Frost from Florida. He comes in. I think he walks in here thinking, it's Nebraska. I'll win 9 games because it's Nebraska and I'm Scott. Doesn't work like that. Gets down. Everyone transfers out. And now we just suck. Like, it's unfortunate, but it just shows you can have the greatest facilities. You can have everything. At the end of the day, these kids want to win. And that may change now with NIL a little bit, but, you know, over the last 5 years, Nebraska has not won football games. You win 3 games, 4 games, no bowl game. Recruits don't want to come. It's really easy as a new head coach. You can say, hey, I need you to make my vision go. That recruiting pitch works for 2 years. You're the 5th-year head coach, and you're still going, I need you to make my vision go.
Yeah.
No one's believing you anymore, right? And that's what happened with both these coaches. They couldn't turn it around after 2-3 years, and so it's hard. It's impossible to recruit as a 3rd-year head coach if you're not winning football games. So, yeah, haven't done
it. It's not cool anymore. Nebraska football used to be cool.
Now, this new facility, though, boys. I walked through it. Wow. This thing is absurd. They made the weight room because they wanted the culture to be we all lift together. 150 guys can lift in this weight room at one time. It's a warehouse. It's a giant warehouse.
Can they all do the same exercise? Can they all be like benching at the same time?
How many racks are in there?
I mean, at least 70.
Shut up.
Dude, I swear to God. Like, and they're all Sornex, all put together. They have a 20-yard ramp that can go up and down based off the incline that's turf that you can run up it.
Yep.
Like, dude, it's...
Can you poop on that incline?
Probably. Slide it right
on down.
You
probably
could. Yeah, we'll get Willie...
people figured it out.
Oh, yeah. People definitely knew
they
it
were
was.
Quick to throw out a name.
Yeah.
People figured it out. Our former teammates were loving it too, by the way.
Yeah, I got a few texts as well.
So did I.
But yeah, it's really cool. I think the new facility is going to help. It's an arms race in college football anymore. It's an arms race for facilities. It's an arms race for money. So I think it'll help Matt Rhule, the G, Dylan Raiola. It's going to be a guy we're talking about on this podcast in 3 years about possibly being a top 10 pick with the generational talent tag. I watched him practice for the first time, and the dude's got it. So. There's my little rant on Nebraska football.
What are you talking about? He's going to transfer out after this year. You just said it.
Stop, please.
It's going to be great.
He's going to be like, this was a bad idea.
You got to remember, though, he's got deep blood ties here, right? Dad played here. Like, I'm convincing myself more than anyone else.
Money talks. He's not. Bullshit walks.
Hey, there's one thing the state has. It's money for football.
So there are a lot of schools that got money for football. Believe me.
Dude, I don't know if Nebraska is like this, but I've seen some stories about other schools that have paused their facilities work and the fundraising for facilities and say, hey, if you're going to donate money to something, throw it in the NIL fund before you throw it in the new
facility. They're getting smart. They're starting to realize that the minute you pay somebody a salary, they don't give a fuck what the building looks like. And I'm surprised nobody's ever figured that out. Colleges are immensely gross. Just stupid shit everywhere that you're like, why do we even have that? I don't know, because somebody wanted to buy it to say we had it. Like, you get to the NFL, my first NFL weight room was the size of my basement, and I'm not even kidding you. Yeah. The ceiling was lower. You literally could not overhead press, and they were like, deal with it. There was four racks. They were like, deal with it. I don't give a shit. Deal with it. Like, you're like, okay. And they're like, we're paying you, aren't we? Yeah. What the fuck are you complaining about? You're like, yeah, I guess you're right. There's nothing. And then, so now you turn around and you're like, boy, they really do waste a lot of money on stupid windows, fucking murals,
barber shop, video game room.
Posted on the wall, and I want it graffitied, and it's like
giant TVs everywhere.
Yeah, tell me I'm lying. Winter Park, people didn't realize this. There were no windows. There were no windows.
It was a bunker.
Saw the outside world ever. You were like, I didn't notice it until like 4 months in. That's how crazy it is, because they're paying you to shut your mouth, and they're like, hey, I got a table and a chair for you to watch film. Shut up. You're like, all right, cool.
I remember there were days that I never saw the sun, because you'd get into work, dark. You would practice inside because it was cold outside, and then you'd leave, and it was
pitch black again.
And you're like, sun could have came up and went, never would have known.
I think the Packers week. We were like that. It was the entire week, and then the game came, and I was like, oh, my God, that's the sun. I haven't seen it in days. God, it's just so bright. Seriously. Remember that?
That's why the receivers are dropping passes left and right.
Oh, God. The sun, it burns.
We had problems with drops that year. We did. There was one culprit.
Ken Button chimes in, and he says in the YouTube comments here, I like these guys, but...
Talking about you guys.
But it's crazy to me that they feel like football boils down to Mahomes versus the other quarterback. You'd think offensive linemen would value the entire team and not reduce them to two quarterbacks in a duel, as they like to express. Just once, one of them should have not blocked so they could see it was not all the quarterback.
Do you want me to do this, Jay? Do you want me to take this one? I got this. Listen. We wouldn't be saying Mahomes versus the world if he wasn't in the fucking Super Bowl every year, okay? I'm going to be honest with you guys. You have to show us that you're good enough to beat him before we're going to let you fucking be called really, really good. People don't understand that. They're like, oh, you just talk about this one guy. Because this one guy has impressed us so much because you literally took his entire team away, made him get hit every fucking play, and he was still like, hey, I can do it. Got nothing for me? Watch this. I can't tell you how incredibly awesome that is to watch, especially being a guy that, by the way, I watched the whole fucking unit because I was the one that would be like, hey, thought we were running a fucking dig out there. When did it turn into a slant? Oh, we're not, we don't know what we're doing? Okay, cool. Hey, running back, you going to step up and fucking hit somebody here? Your guy just blitzed and just destroyed the quarterback. We see everything. But when one guy can take everything on his shoulders and be like, okay, listen, I can stand here for a second, and then I'm going to have to run around everywhere. And I'm going to have to jump off the ground and make myself parallel to the ground to get this ball away. And I'll still do it, and I'll smile about it, and I'll laugh about it, and I'll make it look really, really easy. And that's why the rest of us are like, wow, he's really good. And oh, by the way, when you fall on his ankle and he can barely walk, he's like, I'm good. What? I have an ankle problem? I had no idea. I can still throw the fuck out of this ball. So I dare the rest of the league, and I'm challenging the rest of the league, to be better. Be better, or I'm going to continue calling Patrick Mahomes the greatest. I'm sorry.
Okay, but how much of a team sport is football?
It is a team sport, but there's X factors to every team, right? Like, yeah, football is the ultimate team sport, but when you have the best at the most difficult position, it's an X factor. It's a complete game changer, right? Like, you put Gardner Minshew into Mahomes' seat last year. Do they win 10 games?
No.
Probably not. Right? So now you're talking about a team that with a mediocre middle-of-the-road quarterback is not a double-digit win team. And then you put in one player, one singular player, 15, Patrick Mahomes. They're now a Super Bowl winning football team. Mm-hmm. That's why we talk about him. Yeah. That's why you talk about him. And that's why you say duels with the other quarterbacks, because that's what Joe Burrow was. Right? And it was evident. Joe Burrow, when he's on that team for the Bengals, Super Bowl contenders. You take him off, they don't make the playoffs, right? Like, it's just that important. That position is that important in the NFL that if you have the guy or a dude, you're immediately in the hunt. And if you don't, you're not. And it's why there's the rules for – you can have the greatest – dude, you can have the best defense of all time. I don't care. Your defense could be the number one in the league. If the other side – has a shit quarterback, tough titties, man. You're not going to win. You're not going to win.
Look at the Jets.
You're not going to be able to score.
They had one of the best defenses.
One of the best defenses ever.
And they also had a first-round pick quarterback in the top five.
So this league comes down to quarterback play. It really does. And so that's why you say, like, yes, I appreciate the team. And, yeah, it does take everyone to get there, and it does take everyone to make sure that it's operating smoothly. But at the end of the day, when there's 90 seconds left on the clock and you're down by 6 points, there's one dude that's going to make it happen or not, and that's the quarterback.
And also, I think they had Trent Williams mic'd up this year at the Super Bowl. I just saw it, and he was like, 2 minutes left, Patrick Mahomes has the ball. I don't feel good, dude. Literally. Every single person says it. And that's the problem, is like the fans put too much on everybody else. When you're like, dude, as long as you have a good defense and a solid quarterback, you're going to be just fine. Kansas City is a great example of that. Their defense is legit. At times, they're going to get beat. They are feast or famine. They're going to blitz the shit out of you. They're going to come after you. They know they have to put a ton of pressure on you because their offense wasn't putting up the numbers that they thought they should. Like, at the end of the day, they're like, we got to come after these dudes. But then Patrick just comes out and goes, I'll make it right. There's so many teams that could be like that, but they're not, because their quarterback is not a Patrick Mahomes who just walks in and goes, oh, there's your weakness. I'm going to go attack this guy now. And even if I have to do it any which way, like, it's so incredible to watch. But yeah, we appreciate a lot of offenses. What he does is so special.
It's kind of crazy. Like, if you ever been to the Strip in Las Vegas and you see these multi-billion-dollar buildings, they build those with our money. Like people who are going and betting on sports. And so the smart bookmakers that set lines for sporting events, for instance, if, all due respect, if the left guard is out and you replace him with a backup, the line doesn't move for that game. It's still, it's a 3-point, spread. If Patrick Mahomes is out and you put in backup quarterback guy, the line moves by 5, 6, 7 points.
100%.
Because he's that influential. It's the most influential position.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
It's not even just about scoring. It's about turnovers, right? Like, you put backup quarterbacks historically throw more interceptions, right? Mm-hmm. Like, fumbles, sack fumbles, sitting in the pocket too long. Like, yeah, it's just, it's the most important position on the football field.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Okay, here's another dumb football question. This is from Michael Jenkins versus a regular car.
Michael Jenkins, why does it sound familiar?
Mike, he's a former NFL wide receiver.
Yeah, you're thinking about Michael Juergens, too, from Wake.
Okay.
Yeah.
He says, dumb question. When you get drafted, what are the rookie financial meetings about that NFL players go through? Like when they sit you down talk about NFL players going broke, like what are the financial meetings like?
So when you're a rookie, you have to do what's called during the OTAs, you have to sit down once a week with these people. Rookie school. And you go through an hour to 2 hours a week about learning stuff and how to protect your money. I will say this. When I came in the league, they were really, really silly about how they used to protect guys and what they would tell you about, what they would warn you about. But now they've gotten really behind the financials and like, hey, listen, we need to protect our guys. We need to teach them how to save their money. We need to show them how to save their money. They bring everybody in. They bring every single person that they can bring in to be like, please save your money. Be smart. At the same time, when I was in the PA, we used to try to lock up a lot of money that they would try to give you at the end of the year. So like the Madden checks would get locked up and they'd be like, we're going to dish these out 4 years down the road, 5 years down the road. So every year it was kind of like, you made this money, but we're going to save it for later. And at times guys would get really pissed about it, but it's really kind of cool when like 5 years down the road, you get a check for like 30 grand and you're like, all right, it's pretty cool. I'm cool with that. I mean, they're trying to protect each other, but
they go a little shock and awe initially too. Like they kind of go with the like, all right, you got drafted, let's say that you made the fourth rounder here, right? Like, yeah, how much? Okay, your signing bonus was 600,000, right? It's like, all right, let's talk about how we're gonna spend that money, right? And they go through and they're like, well, what's the first thing? And everyone's like, car, house, like money. And then he goes, wrong, Uncle Sam, right? Yeah. And they immediately just boom, they throw up the big number, right? Cut it in half.
Yeah.
And then they're like, all right, now what? Bought mama a new house. Boom, 100 grand, right? Like, and they just go through, and then at the end of it, they're like, well, now where's all your money? And like, at the end of it, there's like 100K left, or there's like
no 50, joke.
Like 50K, because it's like you got a new house, and you had to buy rent, and you had travel expenses, and this and this, and the girlfriend wants to go on a trip. Like, so they kind of go shock and awe initially to all, and it's good because it does make you realize how fast it goes, right? Like, if you try and live the lifestyle that you're watching the 10-year NFL vet live, like it'll go like that. And so that's kind of how they come out of the gate with it.
Mutual funds, long-term ETFs.
Oh, dude, they did it in our gym this year, and they actually brought X up. And X was like, they're like, X, what's the first thing you're going to buy? And he was like, nothing. It's going in my bank. And
it's
they were
gonna
like,
appreciate 8% in value over the course of 40 years.
If you knew Xavier, he was like, no, really, I'm not. I'm not going to spend it. And so it's when you look at the screen, it looks like the Family Feud screen.
Yeah.
And so like as you're talking, things are flipping over. And so he's like, literally, like, what's first? And he's like, nothing. The guy's like, wrong, taxes, boom. So I'm like, X is going to get pissed. And he's like, what's next? He's like, a car. And X is like, no, man, I got a car. I'm good. And he's wrong. Boom, a car comes up. And I'm like,
the best is all the guys are like, yeah, but we'll get some taxes back at the end of the year, right? And Boone and I in the corner just start dying laughing. We're like, listen, boys, listen, I don't know what world you think you're stepping into, but tax refund is not in your vocabulary.
I just want to say, ask
your CPA how much the check is and then just go sit down and say, just cut it, because you're not going to want to know.
I remember playing in Frisco and we cleared one third of our check. Like, you only cleared one third of it. We used to sit around every Wednesday and be like, do you see this shit? Like, you seeing this? And at the end of the year, one year, I got like a six-figure UO that was not starting with 1, 2, or 3. And I was like, excuse me, are you out of your mind? And they were like, yeah, we undertook out this year. Sorry, bud. I was like,
oh, man,
I'm going to kill somebody. Like, you don't understand how much they're taking and how fast it goes. And then you got to pay your agent. And then you're like, wait a minute. Did my agent do all the work he should have done?
Snakes in the grass.
Hey, you're quick to be like, hey, dinner is on you from now on, Brody. Like, you're always like, yeah, dinner's on you. I'm never paying for anything.
Yeah. So, like, yeah, that's another one. They're like, hey, you got to pay your agent. And then they like slip in there and your union dues. And then they like move on.
Oh, they move off quickly.
Hey, go back to that one. The one that just comes out of my check. Like, at least I have to write the check to my agent.
Like, wait, how much are union dues? Like, what
20 grand? 20, 25 grand, something like that.
Oh, so it's a flat rate.
You have to pay every year.
20 grand a year per player.
Yeah, but you don't even, here's the thing, you don't have
the option. You don't see it.
They just, deduction.
Well, then you do.
Just comes out of the check.
You don't have to be a part of the union. But then again, no one's ever done that.
Yeah,
no one's ever not been a part.
So they go through that, and then they go, but the big thing is they're just trying to talk about, and then they go, oh, yeah, in 2 years, by the way, you blew your knee out, now you have nothing. Right? So they try and go the shock and awe factor, but then they do bring in the, hey, you should have a financial advisor. Here's our list of NFLPA certified financial advisors. You should get on with them. You should start investing your money properly, like getting your credit, right? You'd be amazed some of these guys have no credit, right? Or, I mean, we had a guy that they did a credit and ended up that someone identity thefted him. This was my rookie year. It was our second rounder. Someone had identity thefted him like 6 years ago, opened like 10 credit cards under his name. And now he had like 200 grand in credit card debt that he never even knew about. Man. And so like he had to go back through that. So it starts talking about like building credit and all that type of stuff. And you know, it's good stuff. The hardest part is when you're in it, it's the last thing you want to hear.
Very true.
Like when you're a rookie in the NFL trying to make your dream go, right? You're trying to make this car go and you're trying to learn the playbook and assimilate into the locker room. And then you're sitting there on a Wednesday afternoon and the guy's like, okay, now what are we going to do about Monday day? You're like, dude, I need to learn about six-man protection. I need to go review. Like, it's just, it's such a hard thing because it's just the last thing on your mind. Because you haven't actually made a lot of that money yet, right? They're talking, right. They're forecasting, like, when you make it. And it's like, dude, I got to make it still. Like, I still have to do the steps. And so that's the hard part of just trying to find the right time to do this.
To that point, too, I feel like the mistake, and you know, you're freaking 22 years old.
You're young.
You get a first-round pick. And in your mind, you're not thinking, oh, I'm going to make this amount of money for the next few years, but there's no guarantees that once I'm like 26, I might not make money anymore. You're living your life as if, oh, this is my annual salary until I'm 40.
And that's what's so messed up, because not only that, but no one ever said you're going to make it this year. Like that's, I'm going to be honest with you. When you first get into the league, it's hard to think that like you're not going to last, because you're like, well, I'm here and I'm working and I'm working harder than this. Like, you just don't see it. And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, you get blindsided and you're like, shit.
Yeah. It's year two. Sucks. It's year two. Dude. When you show back up year two, and if you're lucky enough to be on, and you're lucky enough to be on the same team you're on, you start looking around like, man, there's like six of us in here from that 25-person rookie school last year.
Yep.
Right? Like, it's amazing the second year when you come back for that first offseason. You're like, holy shit. Everyone's gone.
Right.
Like it's a very eye-opening feeling, and I can remember it very well. Like, there was only three undrafted guys still on the Chargers my second year from our class. And it was just like, whoa. Like,
dude, that's how it was.
That's the eye-opening when you're like, okay, I see how this league works now.
By like year three, it was like me and Crab. That was it. And I was like, shit, Crabtree.
By year three, you start seeing draft picks. By year three, you start seeing draft picks gone.
Yep.
Right. You're like, oh, dude, that guy was drafted in the fifth. Shit, he's not here anymore. Right. Like, it's such a cutthroat industry. And that's when you start really being like, okay, I should probably make sure I'm putting this money in the right spot, because I'm not going to make a $500,000 salary every year for the rest of my life.
It's hard, dude, because when you go out with all the other guys, they're established, they're made, you're going to steakhouses,
That's the number one thing that could really screw up a rookie is if they start running with the vet. And they want to fit in with the vet, right? They want to go to the nightclub, and they want to go to the strip club, and they want to go to the casino, and they want to sit in the back of the plane and play the high-level card
games.
Roll
the dice.
Like,
don't do it.
Don't do it, man.
Don't do it.
Those dudes got 12 figures. Like, they're sitting in the bank, right? Don't do it.
Don't do it.
Man, my first year covering the Vikings as, like, just a writer and a .com, like, radio host guy, I won't say there was a couple of Vikings veteran cornerbacks that would, you know, the media would walk in for their 45 minutes and there'd just be $100 bills all over the locker room floor playing dice. And you can guess who was winning it. It's the guys who are making like $8 million a year that were
they just keep throwing money until they win.
The rich get richer,
like,
man.
The thing, at that point, like when you're in those rooms and that's what you don't understand, these guys will throw money until they win.
Hey, yeah, right? Like, seriously, we used to roll in the back, and there would be times the big rollers would come in, and I'd be like, I'm out.
I'm out.
Like, you're staying. You'd be like, I don't have enough money. I don't have enough. And they would just pull out these fat wads and be like, give me the dice. You'd be like, I was going to win today. Now I'm going to lose it all.
Yeah, I mean, I remember I was like watching guys. I was like, oh, I'd love to learn how to play Tonk or Bure or anything. They're like, got to buy in. I was like, I don't know how to play it. They're like, tough shit. I was like, then I'm definitely not playing. Like,
yeah, that was another one.
They wouldn't teach you. They wouldn't teach you unless you bought in.
You had to watch.
Because they knew you'd have to just kind of watch. And then if as soon as you bought in, you'd have a question. They'd be like, nope, you're in it now, bud. Figure it out on your own.
Dude,
I made it one time. I'm never doing this again.
First time I jumped in, I was like, I think I know how to play this, right? It was dice. And I was like, so as soon as you come in, everyone looks at you. You want five on the nine? You're like, whoa. I don't remember this part. Wait, why are you asking me? The point's not. And they're like, Five on the nine. Next thing you know, you got 60 bets out there and it's not a nine. And you're like, shit. Like, dude, it goes quick, man. You got to think fast, move fast. And if you ever forget point, forget the point, you're in trouble. You are in trouble.
I think the lesson we've learned here, if there's any young aspiring NFL offensive linemen here,
don't gamble.
IRAs are your friend.
IRAs. IRAs. Roth IRAs.
Bro. Roth IRAs.
Oh, man. All right. That's the O-line committee here for the week. Jeremiah, Alex, Phil. Don't forget, too, we have over at olinecommittee.com, we've got your offensive line lifestyle apparel. You can hit us up, olinecommittee.com. Follow us on any social media platform at O-line Committee, and we'll see you guys for a film breakdown of potentially a new top five offense in the National Football League. See you guys.